This is the Truth Network.
NFL quarterback, college quarterback, big name guy, powerful speaker, author, but this guy wants to be known as someone who loves Jesus Christ with all his heart. And I am tickled to death to sit down with one of my newer heroes, because I didn't know him when he was doing all this, throwing touchdowns and all of it, but I've gotten to know him real well recently, and that is Scott Stankavage. Scott, it's good to have you here, man.
Boy, it's great to be here. It's been a long time we've been talking about this.
We've been talking.
And it's a real privilege. I love the radio station, all the programs, and to sit down with you on the Stu Epperson Show, that's pretty cool for me.
You're very kind to say that. And what's fun is, like you just said, every time I see you and every time you start telling your story, I'm like, hey, you need to be on my show. And so now you are. I was like, wow, is this happening?
Day. Very exciting.
Somebody pinched me, but you are in a battle for your life with this cancer. You've got some testimony, man. You've got, you know, this NFL career. You've got this book, The QB Mentor, which I absolutely loved. I'm a basketball guy.
Yeah.
And I'm reading your book going, wow, this is rich. And I'm thinking about my own kids and the kids I mentor and coach and the younger guys I play ball with. Most of the guys I play ball with are younger.
Yeah.
You ever notice that when you're out there?
Yeah, well, they're younger than me too.
And you're part of this awesome Zoway Ministries with Michael Thompson and some great guys, man. And we're grateful we're in your studios right now producing this thing. Well, who's this awesome producer right here? Give him a shout
out,
Scott.
Patrick Dunnigan. He's one of the originals here at Zoway, which is a 25-year-old ministry that I've been a part of with Michael. And Patrick's come in. He's behind the scenes guy. You know, there's no photographs of him, and you don't hear about him. But when you go up to the booth after a successful conference or even this interview, you know, Patrick did his job. He's like a good referee.
That's something.
You don't notice him.
That's right.
You don't notice him, but he's the MVP.
Yeah, and he's here, and any guy that could wrangle the two of us in behind, you know, sit down in chairs right here, moving as fast as we're moving. You're moving faster than me. I'm not getting all these chemo treatments, and I'm about going a third of your speed. So he got us in here, crowd us in here for this. So thank you so much, my friend, for your part of here. And, you know, Zoe, what a ministry. Goodness. Yeah. Tell everyone what that is real quick so they'll know. I'm in an office here donned with these swords and these books about biblical manhood and this language of finding your identity in Christ and being a true man's man as a husband and as a servant leader. What is all this about?
Well, I would take it back to 1994, and we're playing basketball at Cameron over at Duke, and they were all professional athletes that were playing, including Michael Thompson, who played for Athletes in Action and played overseas. And so it was very competitive, and we were all, you know, kind of like, you know, the alpha dogs, you know, pee in the corner to mark your territory. But Michael had something different than the rest of us. He had a piece. He was competitive. He was a great player, one of the better players out there. And I said, Michael, what is it? And he said, it's Jesus. And I said, I've heard that. And you know, but my first marriage started to fail. I said, Michael, I need help. I don't understand. My way of doing things, the me and mine, isn't working. And I'm trying really hard. Mm-hmm. Michael put his arm around me and is still around me. And our fellowship through that was a friendship. And then he said to me, walking outside of Cameron in about 1997, I want to start my own ministry. And he called it Zoe, and it was after the hearts of men like me who had, you know, skills and force and energy and were successful. Mm-hmm. But it was shallow and hollow because there's a lot of wounded people around us. And Michael, in his gentleness and yet his power, unlocked the power of the gospel and the power of Christ in our lives, an oriented heart. A man knows who he is, where he is, and what the good that God is up to in his life. That's what we call oriented, and that's what Michael's ministry, Zoe Ministries, is all about.
And that fleshes out in the books, in the podcast, the broadcast, all these events you do with men, Top Gun. You just got back from Colorado.
Yeah.
I hear that was an amazing time with a smaller group of men. Just how does that work itself out for folks listening out there?
It's you know, it's a ministry. Go to zoe.com, and we do four events, two women's events and two men's events throughout the year. And we have a speaker team of four or five and teachers. And it's a 3 or 4 day, you've got to want to be there.
Yeah.
And 300 or 400 men come. It's actually modeled after the Ransom Hart and John Eldridge, some of the things that we were introduced to through him. And we have there's literally, I've read tens of thousands of the exit sheets from the men. and the excerpts from them every time make me cry because men get exposed to the loving Christ and the belovedness, and it is from that that they can earn their strength and live out the gospel about he and his, not me and mine. And so that's what Zoe's all about. I'm so proud to be a part of it, and I try to raise funds for it. I'm gonna get the privilege of being on the speaker team. You know, they've conducted some interviews following me through this leukemia ordeal. And so I'm very proud of it. It's one of the great blessings of my life outside of my family to be part of the Zoe team and brotherhood.
Well, you fix the man and everything else comes into place. And fixing the man is connecting the man to his maker.
Amen.
And to his meaning.
Can I quote you on that? Connecting the man to his maker and his meaning, and made in the image, the image of the Creator God, the masculine, and what that's for. Yeah. It's different than the feminine. To be fathered teaches you how to father, mentor, coach, teach. And so many of us have been wounded by those masculine figures in our life. And so we can take Christ back in the story, and he can reframe and refather. And we can take our wound and make it belovedness. And now we come out the other side with a strength to wield and to show other men how to get their hearts back and become oriented, dangerous for the good. Nothing to prove, nothing to fear, nothing to hide. We call that dangerous for the good.
So when people hear your voice and they meet you and they, all the accolades, you know, all this stuff, leading a major ACC football program, UNC Tar Heels, playing the NFL behind John Elway. I mean, if you're going to be a backup, you're a backup John Elway,
not,
right?
Not going to get to play,
hey,
but it was,
you know,
great
what? But I'm going
to
get a ring, right? Right. So with the Broncos and all of those accolades, and then being successful in the corporate world, with, you know, with real estate, all these things you've done, and you know, an author of this book, The Quarterback Mentor. But who are you? Tell everyone a little bit about. Just introduce yourself to our listeners in terms of your testimony.
The testimony would be the oldest son of four that was raised Catholic and went to church every Sunday. I tell a story that one day I said, Mom, I'm sick, and I played wiffle ball. Mom come driving home from church, and I'm playing wiffle ball. And she says, God gives you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can't give him 1 hour a week. And that, you know, I don't like the guilt part of that, but I like the I like the responsibility part of that. That's true. He does. And so I've always had that awareness of God the Father, but I never had an intimate relationship with his son, Jesus Christ. And I was offered that when I was at Carolina from 80 to 84. Some of the FCA guys, some of my best friends now, offered me the gospel. Wow. And I put my hand up and said, I'm good. And so I spent 20 years without the gospel, even though it was offered. And what happened was a failed marriage, some failed business partnerships. I had a lot of 3-on-3 championships. I made millions of dollars, but I had a lot of wounded people in my orbit. Wow. And so the power and the nuclear, you know, capacity that I had as an athlete, because I was the most talented guy, but I was tenacious and ferocious, but I did not know how to wield that. And so some of the mistakes I made, the social deal was, you know, castrate the stallion. That's not me. God gave that to me. And I think there's a lot of men out there like that. What do I do with that? I don't want to castrate you. God gave you that gift. I want to teach me how to handle that capacity, because it's there for a reason. It's there for protection. It's there for the power for the gospel and to teach men about Christ. And so learning to wield that has been a 25-year process. And I'm not there yet. But I gave a talk that really was transitional for me. It was about a year ago, and it was a talk about my life was about me and mine. And I was proud of that. And I turned it over to he and his.
Wow.
It's about he and his. And so that book, The QB Mentor, was a man who taught me and my son how to live, how to father and be fathered with the he and his orientation rather than the me and mine.
Okay, the guy talking there is Scott Stankavage. This is his book, The QB Mentor. He's telling his story, a remarkable story. I'm Stu Eberson, honored to be a host, honored to have this. It's easy to do what I'm doing when I get to talk to godly men like you. You said a couple things there that are really key, and I want to get to this book. But one thing you said was, you know, God, when he saves a man, he saves that whole man. And what do you bring? Of course, you know, a great Puritan said, the only thing I bring to my salvation is my sin. That's the only thing I contribute. But
he does the rest.
He does the rest. But when you come to Christ, he doesn't erase your talents and your skills and your giftedness. And so you come to the Lord. How did that manifest itself in your life, Scott, going from being successful, alpha male, leader, and then you come to you take on Jesus Christ, and he becomes your Lord and Savior. He changes your life. But I still see some power and strength. And talk about yourself and how that your life changed and how you met Christ, and then also how other men who come to Christ, God takes them exactly like they are and uses them and uses those talents.
Well, so our speaker team at Zoe is a diverse group. We have an older man who, he has lists and he uses slides, and a lot of people respond to that. Michael is very, very calm and a very good speaker and orator, and he grabs your heart and he might even bring you to tears. And then I get to be sort of myself. I grab a sword and one time I swung it as hard as I could, and that was really irresponsible because it almost slipped out of my hand. I would have hurt somebody. But one time I pounded it on the into the ground, and so I stay in a lane. Michael creates a lane for me that's safe, but I want to show the men, and I also talk about the wounds that happened to me, things my father did to me, things coaches did to me, that created a wound, which is the life that I live from. I live from that wound. And a lot of men resonate to that. And what happens is if we're able to tell them, it's okay. I'm not going to castrate you. I'm not going to condemn you because of that gift or those things that were done to you. I want to take the Lord in to heal it and show you how to use it for he and his, for his glory, not for yours. And that's a powerful message.
Well, what's remarkable, Scott, about your book, The QB Mentor, a lot of this comes out of this book. You know, here you got your son, Sean, who's this prolific, prodigious, gifted kid. Athlete. I mean, a chip off the old block, literally, right?
He's more talented than I was, actually.
Well, I'm telling you, he could throw the ball and all that, but he's kind of trying to find his way. He has this injury. He's, where do I go to college? How do I navigate through high school, going through some brokenness and struggle and pain? And it's like the Lord Jesus Christ meets him through his dad, who just happened to have skinned his knee for all these years before him. But give us a little summary. I'm going to read the title of the book is The QB. And if you don't know what QB means, we're not going to chastise you, but it does mean quarterback, okay?
Yes,
mentor, the QB mentor. And the subtitle is really cool, Words of Wisdom from an NFL Veteran for an Injured Quarterback That Can Improve Your Life and Career by our special guest here, Scott Stankavage. Scott, tell us about this book and how this really embodies what we're talking about right now.
So an old teammate of mine with the Denver Broncos, who was also a free agent, his name is Steve Wilson. He's in three different Hall of Fames, Black College Hall of Fames. He had retired here in Durham, and he saw my son on the TV and said, hey, I saw him at the mall, and he said, hey, your son's really something. Needs an agent, doesn't need a coach, and if anything ever I can do. And he had a 20-year coaching history after his NFL career. Sean had a tremendous junior year, blew out an ACL. And his whole world was shattered. And he was doing some things that, weren't good to do. And I said, Coach, I need your help. And so Coach came in and went through a very elite level of football, teaching him as a quarterback, but also teaching me how to father. So Coach Wilson mentored me and my son. And it gave Coach a purpose here in Durham for the last 6 years. And so I took prodigious notes, which is a skill set that I enjoy having. And I had 1,000 pages of notes on football and anecdotes and some of Coach's stories. And at the end of the day, I showed it to somebody and they said, that's a book. And so I put it in a manuscript and somebody decided to publish it. I'm very proud. Dan Reeves has mentioned it. A couple of pastors here that I support their churches have read into it. And I'm very proud of it. It's not necessarily a bestseller or anything, but very proud of it. It's about a coming of age story, father and son, mentor, being father, being the beloved son. And Sean overcame the ACL, ended up at Vanderbilt, had two more ACLs, ended up playing at Rice. I'm so proud of him. He probably had NFL talent, but, that doesn't mean you're going to get a chance there. And so our journey through that, through fatherhood, through brokenness, through belovedness, through perseverance, that's what the story is about. I'm very proud of it. Very proud of it.
Yeah, a lot of really good football in there.
Yeah, and if you're a football junkie, it's for you.
Well, David Jeremiah's grandson, you know, I love the Jeremiah's, and his grandson was going through some challenges with an ACL injury, mm-hmm. or he injured some kind of injury, and mm-hmm. it's weird. I had just been reading this book in the middle of that. So the second I finished the last page, I'm calling Brad. I'm saying, hey, dude, I got a book for you. Yeah. And then you were kind enough to come on the phone with him, yeah. and me, and he yeah. and I were out somewhere, and I put a conference call. You know, you came on the mm-hmm. speakerphone.
Mm-hmm. And I remember that.
Beautiful. So
yeah, well, you know, once you've been gifted or blessed, it doesn't do you any good to keep it to yourself. It really becomes a fulfillment and a pleasure and a joy to pass along what you've been blessed with. Mm. And that's, you know, that's what life has become. And you haven't gotten to it yet, but it's in the book. 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with an incurable leukemia. And I've had two miracle drugs that have extended my life, and they both failed at a certain time. And then 11 months ago, I had a bone marrow transplant, and I'm recovering from that. Wow. It hasn't been declared a total success yet, and I'm still a little bit in the weeds. But, you know, so I take it a day at a time. And 6 years ago, if you would have said I would be here 6 years from now, every one of the doctors at Duke and my whole family would have jumped up and down and cheered. So would have I. So every day's a blessing, mm-hmm. and it's not about me. I've gotten more than my share. And I just want to give it away. And the joy of the Lord is the biggest thing to give away and share and see other men affected and support Michael and Zoe and support Coach Wilson yeah. and support my Sean and support you. And if it's yeah. David Jeremiah's son, it's just about he and his, not me and mine anymore.
What's your challenge to the next generation, Scott, that are listening to your voice right now? As you know, of course, this book is a great challenge. I encourage everyone, football fan or not, read this book. You'll love it. And it's just so practical. And I love it. It's like the three-way interaction,
yeah.
you know, but you've got your son, you got this awesome coach, you know, yeah. and then you've got yourself in there and you're sharing your heart. I mean, I couldn't believe how deep you got here and how yeah. vulnerable, you know, yeah. you disclosed some real pain in your own soul. What would you say to this next generation of leaders, you know, as you look out across, you know, these, you know, young men and women kind of looking for that direction? How would you challenge them? What's your passion there?
Wow. That's a deep question, but I think I'd answer it this way. And I have studied the men that I admire most, and they're not 10 or 12, maybe 7, but they have three characteristics. They're incredibly humble. They're very, very successful financially and family and otherwise. But the characteristics that I noticed on all of them, they're extremely humble. They're radically generous. And Stu, they are submitted to a higher authority than themselves.
Wow.
And the men that I'm talking about in my life are submitted to Jesus Christ as their Lord. And to the next generation of leaders, if it's about you and you are the center of all your decisions and you are the moral compass and you are that which decides truth, that's a problem, because that's what the world tells you. The Lord doesn't tell you that. The Lord says, I am God. You are my creation. Mm. So that is probably the fundamental perspective that I've seen the most successful adopt, and it took me a while to get there, but that's what I would suggest for anybody listening.
What's a website? I know I got you the qbmentorbook.com. I know mm-hmm. for the book, but is there a website?
There's a scottstankavage.com.
Okay.
It's sold at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You got to go in and order it. And then the zoe.com.
Okay.
is linked. A bunch of my interviews and speeches yeah. are there because of my support at Zoe. And Michael sure. and I are like brothers from brothers yeah. of another mother from 25 years ago. So tremendously supportive. And Michael's book is The Heart of a Warrior, which yeah. is a whole experience, sold 25,000 copies, a bestseller. We do it privately, but affected many men's life. But those, they're really the same stories, Stu. Heart of a Warrior, about the heart of men. And that's my telling of the heart of a warrior in my life.
That's something else.
So you have one is generational for many men, and that's my story yeah. of how that book worked in my life.
Yeah. And that's a blessing to so many people. We're praying for you in your journey, your battle with cancer. We're just grateful for you that you want to talk about Jesus. You know, everyone wants to talk to you about how you doing, what's wrong with you, what's your treatments, give us the schedule. You want to talk about Jesus Christ.
Jesus is in charge. I committed and submitted my life to him. And, you know, there's a word that came to mind with several of my friends. I long for them to experience what I experienced. And they would say, well, you look through everything with a terminal illness eyes. Yes, I do. You should too, because you're terminal. You might be a longer terminal than I am, but we all should have that perspective. You don't need to live out of the fact that you're dying, not maybe like I need to consider it, but we both need to consider it. We both need to consider it, and that's where Christ comes in, and that's where eternity comes. We're living in eternity. You are terminal, but you're also eternal.
Amen.
And so let's make those decisions. Get that paperwork signed now. Because the joy isn't only eternal, it's right now. When Christ is in your heart, it affects your life, and the joy from eternity becomes living now. And that's the beauty of it that a lot of people don't understand. But that's, you know, I don't want to get sort of proselytized, and I don't want to get preachy, but, you know, that's what comes out when you push that button.
Well, your message is so encouraging. If you don't know the Jesus Christ we're talking about, we're going to invite you to come to know him as your personal Lord and Savior. Go to Scott's website, ScottStankavage.com, and you can watch his speaking. You can check out his books, his Zoe Ministries. There's a lot there. We're going to make this podcast available to everybody. So download it, share it with someone. And really, through the lens of football, through the lens of someone else journeying through cancer, through the lens of being an NFL quarterback, for Pete's sake, and all the accolades, and a father, a dad, a husband, a business, successful businessman, and now doing all this stuff in ministry, God's got something for everyone out there. And I thank God for this man of God and how he's used you in my life just to encourage me. And you've been listening to our programming on the Truth Network.
I'm addicted to your program. I know more about your speakers than you do most of the time we get together.
I felt ambushed because the first time I came up here to the ninth floor of wherever we are in Durham, here to your offices where we're recording, and I walk in, there's all these guys standing there. And one of these guys starts going off on, hey, what's that guy at 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 a.m.? And I'm like, wait a second. He knows our program lineup better than I do on, our Christian teaching program. Of course, so many radio stations and so many outlets carry this particular program. But just the idea of having good content out there and just and the fact that people are listening, and let's give them Jesus. And people are listening, by the way, to your life.
Amen.
What are they hearing? What's coming out?
That's what's coming out is the love of the Lord, that he is God, we're not. And when we submit to him, the joy and the things that he can do are so far beyond your wildest imaginations. We call it coincidence. God calls it sovereignty.
Amen. Thank you, Scott. Thanks for being on, man. High five me right here on the radio, brother.
Pleasure, brother.
God bless you, man.
It's a real blessing. Thank you very much.
I want to say a special thank you to a wonderful partner helping us advance the message of this program of the gospel. And the thank you goes out to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has now opened his heart to say thank you as well. He wants to give you the opportunity to do what I've done. I've slept on this pillow. I love MyPillow. I sleep better. What would you give for a good night's sleep? Right now, for the first time, you can get deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. I'm talking about the MyPillows, the mattress toppers, the bed sheets, and the body pillows. All their products right now, all you got to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials. MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener specials, and you'll save big. You won't believe the savings. Just enter promo code TRUTH when you get there. All these products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You can also call this toll-free number, 800-944-5396. Thank you, MyPillow, for partnering with us to advance the good news of the gospel. And thank you to all you guys that have checked them out and supported our sponsors.